Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you think you're getting Dr. Jill Biden out of here. Here she is yesterday in Miami. Just when asked a question, reporters have to scream the question, Dr. Jill, because you don't do any news conferences. Can you imagine a news conference with Dr. Jill Biden?
Do you have any message to House Democrats who are calling for your husband to drop out of the race?
Why are you screaming at me? Why are you screaming at me? Well, stop and answer that question then. No, this woman has always been like, we've talked about it a million times. Suddenly, though, America maybe is waking up to it a little bit. Now, I don't know how, other than their preoccupation with race constantly, but Democrats are making this the biggest support for Biden. AOC has jumped into the ring, fully supporting Biden. Ilhan Omar, the squad is almost all there supporting Biden publicly, big time. And of course, we've played you people talking about that we're not going to let the elites, so-called elites, whoever they are, knock Biden out of office. And they've made it. They've put white in there. It's not just somehow or another that this is about race. What's and is the subtext? In what universe? How is that possible? So there are six publicly calling for Biden to step down. I think the news conference on Thursday, you know, if he's really bad there, which is a big possibility, then it might grow more threatening. But at this point in time, they've made it about race. They always come back to that. Now, here's Sunny Hostin. She doesn't want Kamala Harris at this point to replace Biden. She's explaining because of how bad America is. I think their strategy, they don't want Kamala ever to face voters in any way, shape, or form. Let's just have Joe Biden get the second term. He'll die or be disabled. They'll get him out of there. Dr. Jill in his second term. You kidding me? And that's how she'll become president. Listen to Sunny Hostin attack America again.
She's presidential. She's ready. She can assume it. So if he cannot complete a four-year term, we know that we are protected. Mm-hmm. I will say this. I am uncomfortable with him stepping down because I don't know that this country will vote for a black woman. If this country could not vote for Hillary Clinton, one of the most decorated and successful politicians and people in the world, I don't know that Kamala Harris can beat a convicted felon. One more thing that I will say is that Republicans are clearly scared about Kamala Harris. They know that as a senator, she represented 1 in 8 Americans. They know that as Attorney General of California, she ran one of the largest law departments in the country. They know that she was the first African-American woman to be the district attorney of San Francisco. That is a hard thing to do. She's a three-peat winner.
Unbelievable. But America, we're all rotten. We can't see this three-peat winner. They talk about democracy. First of all, we're a republic, stipulated.
Don't do it.
Yeah. And they don't want her to have to run. They want Biden to be in there to die. Because face it, Sonny Hostin, you think Jill Biden is going to let a little disability? Oh, come on now. They can't send him out there like Weekend at Bernie's. It's Sunday morning with Dr. Jill Biden. God. Dan, you may have hit it. It's a talking down as if she's a teacher. I just think, look, maybe this sounds, she sounds so lowbrow. It's the cadence of the voice. The nothing to say and just the grabbing at power that's involved here. All right. Now, President Trump on Hannity last night did okay. Hannity, though, Dan, had to ask the question, well, do you want to run against President Biden? Exactly what we don't want to be talking about. Just let it sit. Now, I hope Trump has scratched the itch of last night. It'll hold him over for, I know he's doing another rally tonight. Just don't be saying stuff about Biden and the debate. Let it play out. They're killing each other. Here's the best sign. Brand new poll indicates the best ticket for Republicans is Kamala Harris as VP and Hillary Rodham Clinton as the presidential nominee.
The weirdest thing about me is that I don't sweat.
All right. So you know she's lurking. Dan Rose said to me this morning, oh, come on now. She knows it's over. How many years? She's alive. She's lurking. I understand that. I'd be whispering her, I want you to get in there right now, right? Elbow sharp.
You know?
Let's see Kamala Harris throw some elbows here with Hillary Clinton. You know how that's going to end up, right? So, yeah, Hillary's in play more than any of these others. All right, 855-839-1210. Get on board. I like the Republican platform a lot. First of all, it's only 16 pages. I bet Trump would rather say, you know what I'd like to do? I want to put my platform on a napkin. Let's send it out on a napkin to people. Versus, oh, every sentence you put down, you idiots. Dan, the people say, well, this isn't a platform. These are just bullet points. That's exactly right. You don't want to give them oxygen. Anything you put in the platform, they'll take two news days out of it at the Republican convention. That's exactly what they want. And all these people complaining they didn't have enough time to put these amendments in, particularly on abortion. Stop it already. We don't want to hear from you now. It's about one thing. What do you have to do to comply with this document? It's kind of like the contract with America, which I don't know why Republicans have not been able to replicate that. And there are some things in here on paper that are controversial, but the polling indicates that America really wants these. Number one, seal the border. Here's the controversial one. Two, carry out the largest deportation operation in American history. I have to tell you, as we speak here, that this is popular just indicates how far we've gone. You wouldn't dare breathe that before, that we're going to deport people. They start right away. What are you going to go door to door and all? Largest deportation in history. Make America the dominant energy producer in the world by far. Large tax cuts for workers and no tax on tips. Now, Dan, my criticism, do you have any criticism of item six, the way it's phrased? Large tax cuts for workers and no tax on tips. I would have led just simply with no tax on tips. I would have led with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's right.
That's burying the headline here. That's what people want to hear. Dr. Marty McCary will be here at 12:30. We haven't talked to Dr. Marty pretty much since COVID days. Saw him on Fox today. He's got a lot to say about the doctors, not Dr. Jill Biden, but the others around President Biden, and how it's clearly obvious that there is a major problem here. All right.
So what don't you like about that first part? Large tax cuts for workers.
I would start with the no tax on tips.
Just because it's more impactful?
Yeah, because people have heard about it. Oh, tell me more about this. Then part two, put large tax cuts for workers.
Yeah.
It's just vague. No tax on tips. It's like when Trump said, I'm going to go around saying, keep America great again. And then Dan, he asked at one rally and he just said, no, I'm not doing it anymore. Make America great again. Yeah, but you already made it great. Well, keep them. No, make America great again. Once you have it, don't fool around.
I think it's better to lead with specificity, too, and then have the vagueness come after, right?
Exactly.
So no tax on tips and other large tax cuts for workers.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Exactly. Here's better put, keep men out of women's sports. Exactly. Don't go like five sentences that these people want. Hey, get the hell out. Women's sports. We're not going to allow it.
Number 17, right?
Yeah. Number 17. Number 17 is well put. Cancel the electric vehicle mandate. There you go. I would have put get rid of electric vehicle. We're not doing that. One column, what we are going to do. Another column, what we're going to stop. Might work. Here's the populism. Fight for and protect Social Security and Medicare with no cuts, including no changes to the retirement age. Guess what else it doesn't do? in addition to no national ban on abortion. It does not say anything about gay marriage. Good. This is not an election we're fighting about gay marriage. Got it? Too important. We're not getting into that. And people went wild in here. Well, we got to take a stand against gay marriage. No, we're not going to talk about it. Don't give them anything. Do not give them anything on that. If you think we ought to be, oh, it's got to be in the platform, gay marriage, my God. Nope. This reflects Trump. This reflects Trump populism. I don't think the average voter in this, a high priority, we've got to push back against gay marriage. I don't think, certainly, the idea on curtailing abortion in the manner that some of these people wanted is a high priority at all. You got the high priorities. Illegal immigration are the first two. Seal the border, carry out the largest deportation operation in American history. Those are the first two. There's a line here, make America affordable again, which I also like. That's a good line. But no tax on tips. That is such a winner. Trump's got to get back to talking about that in great detail. All right. With all the go ahead.
Well, I was just going to counter with some things that I think the LGBT community is going to point out and get ahead of them if you wanted to hear what.
Yeah.
What is this? Page 13. Number 6 on chapter 7, it says, knowledge and skills, not CRT and gender indoctrination. Republicans will ensure children are taught fundamentals like reading, history, science, and math, not left-wing propaganda. We will defund schools that engage in inappropriate political indoctrination of our children using federal taxpayer dollars. You know, the left's going to take that and say, look, they're going to, harm schools if they are pro-LGBT.
They could say that. I'm okay with that. I think that addresses what I would have morphed it into something else. When it comes to schools, number 16, I would have made it parental rights.
Yeah.
I would have just put the headline, parents are the first and best. Something like that. I have to whittle it down. Parental rights, next. That's what's going to rule here.
Chapter 9. Number 5, yeah. Republicans will end left-wing gender insanity. We will keep men out of women's sports, ban taxpayer funding for sex change surgeries, and stop taxpayer-funded schools from promoting gender transition. Reverse Biden's radical rewrite of Title IX education regulations and restore protections for women and girls.
All good.
All fantastic.
Yeah, all very good.
You know they're going to take it and try to twist it.
Yeah, of course. Of course. But, I mean, that's one you got to address. That's something people are concerned about, without a doubt.
I think that was some weird First of all, what also is interesting to me is I read before I watched the video that this woman is under fire for spending $8,000 for a 3-day hair appointment. And I just like,
you better get her money back.
When I saw the video, I was like, that was my thought, Charles. I just want to say I expected more.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to spend $8,000 of taxpayer money, because some taxpayer money goes, I would just,
You don't know
more.
What the before picture is.
That's a good point.
That could be $8,000 worth of work. We don't know what was.
She went into the salon and said, give me all the things.
All true. And Dan, I will have my top 10, the big list tomorrow, since I rashly said, yes, I want you to get Becky Pringle over Tom Jones on the list of the most biggest
true.
No, but she makes the top 10 at this point.
Recency bias, Tom.
Yeah, there's some, but over the course of time, Dan, this woman has done, the $8,000 hair thing and all. And she's at the cutting edge of something really important. This is a woman that helped keep kids out of school. Look at her. Look at Randy Weingarten. How are teachers represented by these people? I told you, it's beyond disgraceful. It's damaging. But they believe, and they proved it during COVID, didn't they? Can we at least admit this? The teachers' unions proved during COVID that you can't stop them. At least the normal efforts that were out there. Didn't they prove their power? Randy Weingarten, all the way up to the CDC had them change what they were going to send out, their guidance. Remember that? Now, she is more cunning, Randy Weingarten. We've had her on. She doesn't do what Pringle did. Pringle, though, is just saying, go to hell. We're going to do whatever the hell we want. The attack on school choice. All right, so look, let me morph into this, and I'll give you more details later. I'm going to be calm about this, Dan, as much as I can. Otherwise, you and I will have to talk to some other people, other political parties and all. And I've had it with it. I read reports yesterday that Republicans are not seeing that they can get school choice or vouchers this year, at least in the Senate, their leadership, Dan, in Harrisburg. They're saying, well, we got you an $8,000 tax credit. No, no, no. You need real money to pay. That's not doing it. And yet they're willing to give up billions of dollars. If you're listening now, we're probably going to spend $5 to $8 to $10 billion more over the next number of years for boondoggles like Philadelphia, Reading, Norristown, the whole list of them. There's one near you. Even some that are fairly middle class are going to get a whole bunch more money. Why? Because Republicans in Harrisburg, I just don't think can win. Now, I can change my mind if it comes out different in this budget circle, but that's what I saw yesterday. Martina White was on, did a great job at her level, what she's doing. But these news reports talking to this leadership, they seemingly say, well, maybe next year we might be able to look at school choice and vouchers and all. Next year? No, no, no. We're giving up billions of dollars. They're going to give us school choice. Reason? Listen to this woman. Let's get as many kids and parents out of her stranglehold as possible. All right, our buddy, Dr. Marty, back with us.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Just dawned on me. We haven't talked to him in quite a while. He's going to be next. To break down what we're seeing with the president, et cetera, here. Dr. Marty, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you, Dom.
Well, I saw somebody in the medical profession. I wouldn't call him a colleague because, from afar on NBC last night, this guy said, I could diagnose Biden from across the mall and say, I see this problem here, probably Parkinson's. And I saw you on Fox, and I know we're always reluctant without examining the person to make that kind of pronouncement. But you also said something really apparent, Dr. Marty, that if you had a medical student from Johns Hopkins and had Biden in front of them based upon what we've seen, and they said, well, I don't see any diagnosis here. I don't know what you're talking about. They'd fail on the spot. What did you mean by that?
Yeah, look, and Dom, I have to be very nonpartisan every time I say anything publicly, because I've got Republican and Democrat patients that I need to work with, and they need to trust me. So if we're just being very objective here, if we put Joe Biden in front of a medical student and said, go diagnose him, they came back and said, oh, he's normal, there's no cognitive issues, the student would fail. I mean, these are obvious, clear signs. Some of them are classic sundowning, age-related dementia symptoms, the aggression, the confusion, the worsening of symptoms in the evening time. We hear that all kinds of stories about what he's like in private. So I don't want to make a diagnosis, but I think it's obvious to anyone he has clear-cut dementia, which is likely age-related. It's probably not Parkinson's or Alzheimer's. Probably age-related, and it's sad because someday that might be me, you know?
So does that mean in your – now, this is a hard question. I'm just asking you, aside from Johns Hopkins and everything else, in your judgment, does that seem like someone – particularly when you mentioned sundowning, the presidency is a 24-hour job with decisions, major ones, that can't be put off till tomorrow?
Well, I think the public has a right to ask, can somebody with this degree of dementia and likely sundowning do this job? And I think what scares a lot of people is not the question of can he do it going into an election for a potential term, but he's already doing it now, and he's been doing it for 3.5 years, and that's what's causing a lot of the alarm. People feel like they have been lied to. And we know in general that we're not getting good information. If you remember when he had a mark on his face, somebody said, what's that? And they said, oh, he's using a CPAP machine for sleep apnea. Well, I'm glad he's using it. I hope he sleeps well. But that was not disclosed for the president. That was something that was discovered. Mm-hmm. Same thing with Alex Berenson's discovery 3 days ago that this neurologist had been to the White House 9 times in the last year and only once in the preceding 3 years. That's, you know, people have a right to ask questions right now.
Without a doubt. Dr. Marty, one of the things, and I'll say it, I don't want to drag you into this, but in my view, that is a big lie, though. I can't imagine if President Biden is that much different. He might be calmer, more relaxed in person, but the symptoms that you and I see, and you're looking at it from a great medical perspective in your work, they're obvious. He would have it in private, too. I can't imagine that much of a difference.
Well, it's rare that we've seen the president interact in a live basis without a scripted set of questions mm-hmm. from, say, a friendly interviewer. We've only had a couple of those episodes where he's, you know, freestyling it. He's taking questions, he's being challenged, and we're watching it live. And in those few windows, there have been concerns. And then here we got a picture of what he's like for 90 minutes. And I think most viewers, regardless of their politics, were concerned. And it begs the question, all these people who have said, he's fine, he's fine, he's fine. Remember, Barbara Boxer, I mean, she was totally incoherent in her last days in the Senate. And everyone was saying, oh, in private, trust me, she's fine, she's fine, she's fine, until suddenly she wasn't.
So, yeah, Dr. Marty, maybe a little correction there. I don't think it was Boxer. I think it was Feinstein.
Oh, sorry, Barbara Feinstein.
Yeah,
you're right.
Feinstein, yeah. Yeah, yeah. But your point is right. They allowed that to go on. It became more and more obvious. And I don't know about you, Marty, but when I look at it, all right, it's the Senate and Congress. I get it. It's some degree of authority. The presidency is so much different. So maybe there's a lesser level for a senator or a congressperson or a mayor, but for president, got to have scrutiny.
And here's where I see where the president is coming from. It's embarrassing. It's almost as if it's characterizing his entire career. He's able to get by sometimes with a few phrases or sentences where he may seem sharp, even though, you know, this sort of confusion and unstable emotion and outrage just creeps its head up more and more. So he's embarrassed. It's so obvious, and that's why we don't see a lot of them.
Yeah, exactly. Now, on the good news front, I guess September, right, the new book finally coming out, When Medicine Gets It Wrong and What It Means for Our Health.
Yeah, smart people everywhere develop giant blind spots. It's true in politics and business, and it's true in medicine, too. So I called the new book Blind Spots, and it really goes through how there's an illusion of consensus, not with COVID. I don't really talk about COVID. People are tribal about COVID and sick of it. But it's actually a little peek into the broader world of the medical establishment. The rank-and-file doctor is now up against a priesthood of oligarchs in medicine that are trying to control every recommendation. And the reality is, when they shoot from the hip and they go with their gut feeling, they don't have a very good track record. They got opioids wrong for 30 years. They got the low-fat diet wrong for 60 years. They've ignored food as medicine, the microbiome, hormone replacement therapy for women, peanut allergies. They've mismanaged or misguided the public with a ton of misinformation that's still out there. So that's why I wrote the book, and it's available now for pre-order.
Ah, okay. Well, I'll give how to get that in a second here. I'm thumbing through it, though. I don't have the book in front of me, folks, but let me see, page 300, 310, 110. How many Dr. Fauci references might be in the book?
I think he appears once. Yeah. He's had a bad couple months, just so you've been following.
I've been dying to ask you this because every time we talk from the very first, and you know, your point about during COVID, obesity, things of that nature in America. Ozempic and all the knockoffs. I'm not a fan of where we're going with this because it's like, just do that and then do whatever the hell you want seems to be out there. What are you feeling about that?
Well, first of all, pharma is controlling the medical establishment. They're controlling the research infrastructure. They're cozy with regulators and the NIH. Maybe we need to talk more about school lunch programs than giving every child Ozempic. You know, maybe we need to talk about food as medicine instead of medicating people more. Maybe we need to talk about cooking classes for people with diabetes instead of just throwing insulin at them. We have the most medicated generation in the history of the world, and the system is so broken, we can keep throwing good money after bad into it, or we can think differently. And that's why I wrote the book, because a lot of doctors now are saying we've got in it to start an entirely new way of looking at health. And there's a lot of good research out there. It just doesn't get good airtime.
Yeah, exactly. Blind spots. When medicine gets it wrong, and what it means for our health. When is the book out?
Hits bookstores in 2 months, but it's okay. Available for pre-order online.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Marty, now that we know that, we want to start to get you back in rotation here. Anything else you're working on at this point?
Well, the bird flu response is as much of a joke as some of the COVID response. It's not front and center in front of the public right now. But the government just cut a sweetheart deal with Moderna to make mRNA vaccines for bird flu when we already have traditional vaccines with inactivated viruses for bird flu. And it just shows the groupthink when it comes to approaching any future pandemic or problem now. There's a herd mentality in the medical establishment. Why is it that a small group of doctors get to make all the decisions? That's a big question.
Dr. Marty, thank you. And again, thanks for taking the time. I hear the airport and all that. So we'll catch up with you soon. Congratulations on the book. Can hardly wait to get it and start talking about it more.
Thanks so much, Tom. Good to be with you.
All right, Dr. Marty McCarry. And Dan, every time we have him, we swerve. Thanks for bringing up the every time I see Kelly Clarkson, I tell this to Ro. Come on. You know what I mean? With the Ozempic.
Why Kelly Clarkson?
Because it's just, she's a prominent figure. It's just.
Has she used Ozempic?
Yeah. Oh,
I thought it was the opposite.
No.
Gotcha. I haven't seen her recently.
Oh, that's the point. You know, it's.
So, yeah, she sets the record straight on Ozempic rumors, says she started the medication after, quote, blood work got so bad. So, yeah, she is on Ozempic. Wow, look at you.
Oh, I have to stay up on all these.
All your Kelly Clarkson knowledge.
855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210. All right, so I agree with Dr. Marty. You do, too. We weren't shocked at what we saw at the debate because we saw this all along. There's obviously something going on here. But every day that he remains is my mantra. I understand the concern for the country. But you know what? We got this far with him in there. We're going to have to get far the next months, et cetera, and put a cap on it and win. But I don't. Whoopi Goldberg too. Boy,
yeah, she knows.
Seen a few. I
apparently her and Kelly had a sit down conversation on one of her shows about how great the drug is.
I have not seen that with Whoopi though. I gotta say, it doesn't. Kelly Clarkson, yeah, that was a good question though. Good stuff from Dr. Marty. Fauci only in there once, Dan. I gotta pore over that book. We gotta get an advanced guy. I can't imagine that. All right, coming up, have you seen the new Pennsylvania license plates?
I love them.
But do they really believe in what's on there? I'll tell you what's on there. And I'll tell you that particularly Josh Shapiro, they don't believe in this in the slightest. Oh, Katie Pavlik, who's one of my favorite on Fox. I think she should have her own show. But anyhow, on Twitter today, she says, isn't it interesting that the French woman yesterday, going to great lengths to talk about privacy and medical rights and all that stuff by not being able to name or even clarify that this Parkinson disease doctor was engaged with the president. Okay. These are the same people, though, insisting on the COVID vaccine and all the mandates. I think that's a fair point. They were willing to intrude in that manner. But in this, which is the presidency and the public's right to know, they cite HIPAA or some other strategy to get out of it. The Gretsch was on The View today. And look, I want to win. So I'm going to tell you things that Republicans have to tune up here. She raises the idea, oh, with Trump, with this new interpretation of immunity. Boy, how I would like to go back and forth with this woman who's not even an empty suit. The big Gretsch. What new interpretation of immunity? Supreme Court didn't reinterpret anything. But here's what she said on The View, and this is effective out there in the media and others to scare you about Trump, scare you about democracy, and scare you about the Supreme Court. Here's what she said.
Donald Trump has not gotten as much attention in recent days, but his Republican National Convention is less than a week away, and the Supreme Court just granted him sweeping immunity for his official acts as president.
It's not sweeping. Sweep the floor. It's not sweeping.
Governor and a former prosecutor, what is your reaction to this ruling, and what is your biggest concern for a second Trump term?
Well, I'll start as, you know, a lawyer that I was, you know, educated to revere the court system, knowing that it was supposed to be above politics and retribution. And yet some of the rulings that have come out of this court give me great pause for concern. And I understand why the court has an all-time low in terms of Americans having confidence in our courts being above, you know, politics. And so we know that in the first Trump presidency, he surrounded himself with cronies and crooks, not even his communication shop, Alyssa, but, you know, this is, I think,
a lot of them have turned on him.
A lot of them have turned on him, have recognized he's gone down a very dangerous path with unfettered powers and no potential future election to tether him to trying to do something that makes sense. I think it's a very scary prospect. I trust someone like Joe Biden. But I recognize that this new interpretation of governmental immunity could open up the door to someone who wants to abuse it and hurt Americans for their own benefit. And it is really frightening.
All right. Here's the problem before us, right? She's a nitwit. I agree. Your question, Your Honor. But the bottom line is Republicans have to do a better job on this immunity thing. They're running with this. They're running wild with it. Andy McCarthy has the first of two columns up today, and he's a sober, brilliant guy, saying Judge Marchand, based on what's happened here through the Supreme Court, and again, not reinterpreting, just clarifying that there is presidential immunity for official acts, Judge Marchand can't possibly give a sentence to Trump, Andy McCarthy says. He's got to throw out the original case. If they want to try him again, they can. The amount of official acts that were in here, including social media, clearly should not have been in there. And they can't stand. That's Andy McCarthy, not some wild-eyed, you know, I think he's a Republican vaguely. But again, he's not pro-Trump, as you know, saying, yeah, this just can't stand. So people like Whitmer and others are going to try to tell people this is something new. We've been through this, but I'm not liking Republican attention to it enough. Let me go to Jerry in Burlington. Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jerry, good afternoon.
Hey, how are you? How are you? Yeah, just real fast, I just wanted to point out that, you know, it's been so much fun watching CNN and MSNBC these last few days. And I can tell you this. They're going to go apoplectic if Trump wins, all right? And it's just so funny, Dom, when they go, oh, we need to give him a cognitive. They know that he's non compos mentis, Dom. So what, am I wrong?
No. They've had to see it. I mean, they're cynical, hard-eyed, seeing this up close. They had to know there were real issues there, and this stuff in private is ridiculous. It's just a ridiculous thing to say.
And, you know, on Morning Joe, you know, he's backpedaling now. You know, on Thursday, back in late June, when they had the debate, you know, Morning Joe was like, okay, we got to get someone new.
Right.
And now he's backpedaling. So, I mean, what does he stand for? You know what I mean? It's elder abuse, Dom. And look, I love you guys. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you very much. I'm not going to call it elder abuse, though, because Joe Biden wants to do it. In his heart of hearts, he wants to He worked all of his life, schemed, did all his nonsense, and got to be president. He doesn't want to give it up. She doesn't want to give it up. Hunter Biden doesn't want to. And you know who doesn't want to give it up? Those that have real power in the White House, because you have a president who's not on top of things. All those people directing stuff, they don't want to give it up. I'm still saying, now this news conference is going to be pivotal on Thursday. If he's really bad in that, they might have to, you might see more defectors. But as of now, as predicted, I think he's sticking for the reasons we talked about.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.